Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So this week we're kind of jump into the UFO subject first with our guest Chris Harmon, who amongst his many pursuits is a member of the STAR team at MUFON and also works in their abduction area. We'll also be exploring his abilities at remote viewing. If you're a long-time listener to the Paracast, you know we had a guy named Don Smith on the show way back in 2009. You don't remember that, Tim, do you?
I've heard the episode, but I wasn't there personally, no.
Okay. Well, maybe you were there mentally. You saw us do it. So we did an experiment with Don for remote viewing, and it worked very surprisingly well. The problem we ran into with him is that he got into some, shall we say, flame wars in our forums, and we had to ban him. You know how that works out. He got a little beside himself, and so that didn't work. But during our show later in the episode, we're going to try to induce Chris to perform a remote viewing experiment, and my office will be the subject of that experiment. And it may not look like other offices, so I think it's a good test to see whether it works or not. But let's persist here. Chris, welcome to the Paracast. Can you give us a brief description of how you got embroiled in the world of the paranormal?
Hi, yes. Thanks for having me on. I got into the paranormal from a child when I used to have encounters and experiences that I couldn't explain. Plus, having a psychic ability that I couldn't explain at all. It all seemed very strange. I didn't know exactly what was going on or how I was even supposed to handle it. But as years went on, I began to study more and experiment more and became a field investigator with MUFON and also became a psychic remote viewer through testing and courses and life experiences, and it's all led me here.
Okay, how did these abilities manifest themselves, and how old were you?
I was born with the ability to remote view or to be psychic, I should say. I knew things nobody else knew. As a child, I thought that was common amongst people. As I got older, I began to realize that I was the only one that had this ability, or at least anybody that I knew. Once I found out that there were other people in the world that had this, I began studying. And when I found out I could take a remote viewing course to harness my abilities further, I went into remote viewing, remote healing, and remote influencing and got certified. Now I can remote view, heal, and influence basically whatever I want when needed. And I use these abilities to help people, to make the world a better place.
So when you say you can heal people, I have a back problem. Could you heal it?
If I did a session tonight, within a few weeks, your back would be feeling at least 80% better. And then with further healing, I could do 100%.
Maybe we'll deal with that after the show is over. We'll see how he can do that. Because I'd be very interested in things like that. Now, my wife has some vision issues, and she's had to have corneal transplants. This is true. A lot of our listeners know this. Could you help her improve her vision?
You'd have to give me her name, and then I could focus on her, and within 2 to 3 weeks, she would notice a significant difference.
Well, her name is Barbara, so Barbara Steinberg. So I can tell you other stuff, maybe off the air or by chat if you need something more personal, obviously. We're not going to reveal certain information on a radio show that can be heard around the world. Because some people want to know this.
Just the name is all I need. I can go from there.
Okay, well, you know where we live, so we can go from that
right
too. But let's go back into MUFON. How did you decide to work with MUFON as an investigator?
I had experiences when I was a kid involving what turned out to be ETs, although as a child I was afraid to turn around and look at them. But over time I did have one encounter where I did actually see one. And what I learned from those encounters was they weren't there to harm. They were there to help me harness my abilities. And what they wanted me to do was heal the world, make the world a better place and help people. Once I learned all that, the experiences began to lessen because they knew that I understood what they were wanting. But I heard about MUFON once I started doing paranormal investigating. Somebody mentioned MUFON, and they told me what it was, and that made a lot of sense to some of the stuff I experienced as a kid, made me more curious. So I studied as hard as I could, became a field investigator, and then went on to become an abduction counselor. I help people that have had abductions, and now I'm a SAR team member. I just keep going higher and higher and working hard and making everybody as healed and happy as possible.
Do you have a day job?
I've been in the grocery business for 25 years. I still work there a few days a week just to help out because I made a promise that I would, to the ETs and everybody, I would help as many people as I could, so I don't intend to slow down anytime soon.
How do you know the beings or entities that you met were ETs? Did they tell you that?
I didn't see them as a kid until one night when I had an encounter at the foot of my bed. That's when I had I was no longer scared at that point. I knew it was okay to turn around. And as soon as I set eyes on them, I knew exactly what they were. I mean, somehow they told me what they were. I just knew.
What did they tell you?
They said that you need to help people, and they said that they were, I just knew it was ET. I didn't actually hear a voice. It just came to my head that you need to help people, and we are ETs, or that we are the beings.
So they didn't tell you where they came from at all?
No, it was almost like they just put the information into my brain, if you want to call it that, and I just knew. It was like a light switch turned on.
Okay, but how do you know what they were telling you is truthful?
Because I had the ability as a child to be able to help people, like show up in the right place at the right time. I would like walk into a room, somebody would be choking, or I would walk into a parking lot, somebody would be ready to fall over. I couldn't understand why the coincidences were so frequent. But at the same time, so were the ETs. They were coming to me. I could feel their presence at night, and they were constant. And when I got the message that particular night from them saying that we want you to help people, that's your purpose, it all kind of clicked, and then the ET stopped coming around as much, and I was able to carry on their mission for me, or that they wanted me to do.
Why did they pick Christopher Harmon?
I'm not for sure. I unless they felt that maybe I was the one that was capable of doing it, I feel like they have trust in me, because there are times when okay, for instance, just a while back, because I have a spirit guide that also come around, and I never really met the spirit guide until back in April of this year. I became very ill, and I was asking my spirit guides to show me that you're still with me. I didn't get nothing, but I was healed. They did heal me, and the next day when I was at my day job, somebody came through the checkout lane, and I had a strange feeling I knew who this person was. And she didn't look like anybody else. To me, she looked a little bit different. I don't know what everybody else thought, but to me, she looked different. And she had her eyes locked right on me. She goes, "You're fine. Good job." She goes, "You will get rewarded for this." And instantly, when she said that, it clicked in my mind that was the spirit guides.
Now, Tim will take over the questioning in our next segment. I just wonder sometimes, because we've talked to a lot of people who claim to be in contact with higher beings, possibly extraterrestrials. They claim to be here to help us, to heal us. But as we speak on this show, we have wars around the world, most recently Israel and the Gaza. We have a war in Ukraine. We have extreme weather. Literally speaking, with that and the pandemic, we're talking about millions of people dying, millions more being injured as a result of what's going on planet Earth. And we got these ETs running around, and they appear to work with a small number of people, but they don't seem to ever really accomplish much in terms of healing planet Earth and its inhabitants. And I always wonder why. I'm going to ask you, Chris, to give me your take on it. In our next segment, Chris Harmon joins us with Tim Swartz and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So my big question there about the motives of ET. With all the stuff going on around us, why haven't they been more proactive? Chris, what do you think?
Well, I have did a remote viewing session, and I was in contact with them during the session. And I was asking questions to them. Of course, I don't have to do remote viewing to speak to them. I can just ask a question, and then at some point they will answer me. I don't know how they do it. Just the message just comes to me. But during the session, they made the comment that we are one cohesive unit, and which made me think that we are all one family, because from what I understand, we are the only friends that they have besides each other, and they are watching over our planet and trying to help us evolve and populate. Although they can't heal all of us at once, they can't be everywhere at one time, of course. On what I understand from communicating with them, that they will protect us, and they are protecting us. They're doing it in ways that I don't think that we quite comprehend or notice, but they are keeping an eye on us.
Yes, but consider this. We have Hamas, this terrorist organization. They killed babies, okay, in Gaza. And forget about the politics. This is a tragedy. It is terrorism. Why wouldn't ET come down and say, we can't have this anymore, we're going to stop it? Why do they allow the suffering?
I can't say for sure why they allow the suffering, although they have told me before that certain things happen for a reason. I asked them, I said, why don't you heal everybody? And they said, well, we can't get to everybody. We can't heal everybody at once. But there was another time I spoke to them, and they made the comment that, I don't remember exactly what their words were, something along the lines of that they are watching us, but they want us to be able to help ourselves as well. So my guess is the reason why they allow pain and suffering is because everything happens for a reason. And they've told me that before, that certain things happen for a reason and that we will all be saved in the end. I can't speak for everybody, and I just know what they tell me, and I try to decipher what the messages mean.
Sounds like you're also an optimist.
No, not so much an optimist. I hear what I hear, and then I interpret it the best I can, but yet I don't necessarily take everything I hear and 100% believe it, but yet I do believe what they tell me, because I have full trust in what they say. I will say I do have full trust in them, because they have not steered me wrong in my life yet.
But Gene's line of questioning, it really reminds me of the questions that people present in regards to religion over the centuries. You know, if God is omnipotent and loves us the way that they claim he does, why does he allow bad things to happen to good people? And well, it's kind of the same, you know, it's kind of the same way, you know, with this line of question. You know, if the ETs are here and they're trying to help us, you know, why are bad things still happening?
If I was to take my overall description of words and everything that I've heard, my take on all of this summarized would be that certain things happen for a reason, whether it be death or life, and then even though somebody dies, they don't really die, because I do know that once your body, your physical body dies, your soul and your conscience still carries on its life, and you still retain full memory, and at some point you are reborn again. And when you're reborn, of course, your memory is erased and you start a new life, but yet you still carry on the conscience and the soul. And when ETs have told me that when one person, when his body dies, your soul and conscience move on, and then, of course, within a matter of days, you get reborn to another life and you carry on. And you have the option of coming back as a physical person or an animal, or if you want to be an ET, you can come back as an ET, but you don't really die. So even if, say, I know bad things do happen in this world, and of course we don't like it, we would like everybody to stay healthy and live, but even if somebody dies, there's still another life for them. You're not completely, like, gone forever.
When you were talking earlier about the experiences that you had as a kid, did you also have ghostly experiences?
Yes, I had some ghostly experiences that were really really intense. In fact, I had even things happen to me that I wouldn't even wish on anybody. Because I mean, I experienced more as a child. It started out as ET experiences, which those were pleasant. In the long run, I learned to realize that those were pleasant, but the ghostly experiences were rather harsh. I had doors opening and closing. I had spirits that would tell me that you're going to die soon. I had just numerous things that I couldn't. I ended up having to switch rooms as a child to a different room, hoping to get away from the activity, but it was still present. And what that turned out to be was simply, because we live out in the country, and there is a lot of negative spirits that walk the land or out in the fields and all that, and then they somehow they have the need, or I should say the abilities, to latch on to me, and they would follow me inside the house, and then they would just go around and wreak havoc. And they specifically pinpointed me, and I never did fully understand why they chose me in particular against everybody else. Unless it was due to my psychic abilities.
Just to clarify from what you said earlier in the show, nobody else in your family has exhibited these capabilities.
No, they've experienced some ghostly, like paranormal stuff a few times, but nobody in the family is psychic or have had ET experiences. It was all specifically me.
What did they think about it?
They thought the paranormal experiences were just more or less in my imagination until they began to experience a few things themselves. And the ET experiences, I kept that all to myself because that was so, as a child, that was terrifying until I figured out what message they wanted me to do. And then once I figured all that out, I did speak to my folks about that a little bit. But again, they still thought it was all just my imagination. They even thought my psychic abilities were just my imagination, until I was able to prove to them later in life that I am psychic by knowing things and giving them exact description. Then they figured it out. Okay, he's apparently telling the truth.
Going to ask about your psychic abilities our next second. We have Chris Harmon. He is a star team member of MUFON and also covers their abduction research and does remote viewing. And as a psychic, he says, we'll hear more in our next segment with Gene and Tim and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The European Union has issued warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what it deems as disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. There's been a significant surge in Hamas videos on social media platforms directly violating the EU's regulations against online terrorist content. These social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for addressing this concern. The first word has been deciphered on an ancient Roman scroll burned by Vesuvius. Using AI, a 21 21-year-old computer science student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln discovered the word porphyrus, ancient Greek for purple, from a scroll carbonized by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 CE, which destroyed Pompeii and the town of Herculaneum. The findings are part of a cash prize competition for deciphering the scroll. Luke Farriter won $40,000 for discovering the first word. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Chris, as a psychic, how do your powers manifest themselves? And do you give what we call readings of people to assess them at all?
Yes, I do readings. My powers, abilities, that's what I call them, abilities, there's no on and off switch for it. If I'm in an extremely high, what I call a vibration level or positivity level, then my psychic abilities are raised higher. But if I'm ill or sick or maybe depressed, then my abilities are down. What I do with my abilities is of course, I get a, let's say somebody wants to know where an object or a certain item or a thing is that they've lost. I can use my mind to transport to that area and find where that item is. Then I could give them a description of it and tell them, like, okay, your wedding ring is underneath the headboard of your bed. If you go into your room, you're going to find it on the floor next to the underneath the headboard. And then sure enough, there it is. Or maybe somebody has lost a child's missing. I could take a piece of paper and a pen, go back in my mind and search where that child's at. And then I could start writing, like, say, a 10-page description of the location, the ground, the area, the house numbers, just various things that come to me. And I write it all down, draw a picture, and then on my final page, I would say, okay, this is where it is, this is who it is, what it is, depending on the what it is I'm working with. But yeah, a full description, and just let the people know. Here's your answer.
Can you tell somebody what's going to happen in their future?
At times I can, yes. There are times when I can look at somebody and I just know all about them. There's other times I can walk up to a person and I don't know anything, because some people have kind of like a shield. They're like non-believers and they have a shield and they're harder to read, where some people are more open and so I can read them a lot easier. The people that are harder to read, I have to basically speak to them for a few minutes gather some information and then kind of break their shield to get in to give them an accurate reading.
What do you think about places that offer on-the-spot psychic readings for $8 an hour or something? And we know of one particular company that we contacted and said, okay, send us a psychic and we'll test them. Of course, they ignore us. But what do you think about that? Psychic power, psychic readings on demand. Is that possible?
I don't believe that every psychic is psychic. In fact, as a child once, I went to a convention to meet some professional wrestlers and all that, and they had a psychic there. And I paid her to give me a reading, and she smiled and asked me about 12 questions, smiled, and then gave me a quick answer, and then said, you need a body cleansing. I said, sure. So I took the body cleansing, and all she did was give me hotel soap and a little box and charged me $275, I thought. She told me nothing. All you did was ask questions and all that stuff. So I knew she was not an actual psychic. But I have encountered some that are legitimate psychics and some that aren't. And now if I look at a person who claims to be psychic, I can tell if they are or not just because I kind of do a reading on them to see if they're true or not true. As far as the television psychics that charge you to call this number and will give you a reading for X amount of dollars, I don't know if all of that's true. Some of it may be and some may not.
Well, we've got something here. I'm looking at an example here. This particular firm we contacted, they give you an 80% discount or something if you're the first timer. But their prices regularly are $4 to $5 a minute for the basic package. That's what they call affordable. Then the next step up is $6.50 a minute, and the top-notch people are $7.50 to $8.50 a minute. Now, multiply that by 60 minutes, and even the basic psychic is making more than a lawyer, and probably more than a lot of doctors. So maybe we're all in the wrong business.
All right, and what the description you just gave, what they'll do is they'll ask you some questions to start with, then they'll give you a few answers, and then they will tell you that we have some deeper things we need to explain to you, and are you willing to do this? And then you'll say yes, and they'll say, well, the price for that package is, and then they just keep egging you on, and the more you pay, the more they'll come up with something to tell you.
In other words, they soak you.
In a way, yes. Kind of like a bait and trick, like a fishing thing. You know, the fish takes the worm. There you go.
And, of course, they learn how to do cold readings where they ask you a few questions and get a sense of you by the way you speak and things like that. And they can come up with kind of general reading that may seem impressive if you stretch it a little bit.
All right. So everybody out there listening, if you see a psychic and they ask you, let's say, 10 or 12 questions before they give you a reading, they're not really psychic because if they got to ask you things, then that's pretty much a giveaway right there. They're going to just going to take your money.
Well, what I would do here is say to them, okay, if you're a psychic, you figure it out. Why should I tell you anything? Figure it out. Show me you're a psychic.
I used to think the same thing. I mean, I really did. That was always my first thought. Why are they asking me questions if they're psychic?
Well, again, they're too cowardly to accept the offer we made. We give the person airtime, a chance to prove their psychic abilities, one or more people. They aren't doing it, but they do have an out on the site in the small print, very small print. I can read small type very well with the help of cataracts. Very small print. It's for entertainment purposes only. That's their escape route.
Right. Right. And then they say that basically means that it's fun and games, so take it for what it's worth, I guess.
Ah, we expect that. Let's get back to your UFO stuff here, because in addition to the psychic phenomena, you're a MUFON Star Team member. How does a Star Team member differ from just somebody who's an investigator?
Well, a Star Team member gets to, for one thing, we do UFO investigating. We have to interview the witnesses and fill out the paperwork based on what they tell us, like the height of the UFO, the location, size, anything they remember about the ship itself, and then, of course, any encounters they had. But as a STAR team member, we do all of that. Plus, we also will contact the witness who may have had an abduction, and we work with them over time. It may be, we may work with the same patient, if you want to call it a patient, for even a year, because they're so traumatized that it may take them a long time to open up to us and feel comfortable enough to provide us the information. But also with the STAR team, say a person filed two reports. One might be claiming an abduction. The other report might be the fact that they saw a ship itself, which we consider that a sightings report. They saw something. An abduction report is a little bit different. But if they file both reports as a STAR team member, rather than one person do the sightings report and one person do the abduction report, we as a STAR team, like me, would just handle both of it and just complete it all ourselves, not rely on another person to assist or help out. I would just simply do it all myself, which is better because you don't want to say somebody had an abduction. You don't want to bother them with one person working with them to help them cope with what happened, and then somebody else, like an investigator, asking a million questions because it kind of makes the person uncomfortable.
So they feel more comfortable working with one person who does everything for them.
Right, because me working with them to help them understand what happened, I wouldn't ask them any questions. I would just gradually, over time, get the information from them when they feel comfortable. Because if you were abducted, I wouldn't be knocking on your door every night looking for information or clues. I would just simply call you, speak with you, and then when you're ready, we would gradually get into the questioning.
We'll have more with Chris and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris, member of the star team of MUFON, I want to ask you a question here and whether it's changed at all, because I've had discussions with MUFON people over the years about it. And that is, to take an example, in at least recent appropriations bills setting up the Pentagon UAP project, they look for, in one category, so-called human effects, which some people call the hitchhiker effect. Does MUFON, as part of its standard interview routine, ask witnesses to explain if they've had human effects?
We don't ask them if they've had human effects or hitchhiker-type effects. We do have cases where that does come up. And if it does come up, then we will proceed with that and go further and figure more things out about that, ask a few questions. But as far as we don't ask that in general, but if it does come up or if it's in the report, then yes, we will definitely investigate it.
The thing that worries me about that, Chris, and you're not setting the policy, you're just following a policy, so it's not your criticism of you, is that a lot of people who have a human effect aren't going to necessarily volunteer that or even assume it's related to their UFO experience. If they're not asked, they won't answer. So, yes, if they offer additional details to investigate, fine. But if they're not given the option that there is such an option, it may never come up.
That is true, although when I do work with witnesses or people who have been abducted and different things, when I work with these people, I do sometimes at the end I'll ask them a series of maybe 5 or 6 questions of my own and just see if I can get any more information from them. Like I may ask them, now do you think, for instance, do you think that you had any missing time? Or I may ask them something more along the lines of, do you think that these beings have been around more than just this time, or do you think you're being followed? Just various questions. And sometimes I've had people tell me that they have felt like they had like something following them or attaching itself to them. And then when they mention that, I'll say, well, I'll give you a call in a few days and we can go over that if you'd like.
Well, that makes me think about what you were talking about earlier in the program about your contacts with ETs and then spirit guides. So what's the difference? Because they both seem to kind of present themselves more on a psychic level rather than knocking on your door and coming in, sitting down and, you know, having a cup of coffee with you. So, I mean, what's the difference between the two?
Well, spirit guides are more like physical humans that have passed away, that have been hired, or not hired, but sent to help you move on in life and basically help you grow and understand things. they're like a protector, kind of like a guardian angel. Whereas an ET, that their job is basically the same thing, that they're there to help you move on in life, learn things, grow and understand. What is a little bit different is the fact that ETs want you to understand things about your life, because ETs are more psychic. If you think about it, they're more psychic than, say, spirit guides. Spirit guides are more just like a guardian there to help you and heal you and stuff, whereas ETs are more psychic. They're more of like giving you knowledge and helping you understand and answering questions if you have it. And I'm trained, or I've learned in such a way that I can tell the difference between a spirit guide and an ET, because ET is where I have a certain feeling that comes over me, whereas a spirit guide would just kind of be like a tap on the shoulder, like we're here.
So now, are the ET completely physical, like you and I are physical?
Yes. They make your first couple of contacts you have with them, maybe even for a couple of years, may just seem more of a feeling or a shadow or kind of a see-through grayish feature. But over time, as you begin to accept them and welcome them into your life, they can become as plain as you standing in front of me. And in fact, some ETs look more human than they do ETs, because a lot of people think of ETs as grays with great big black eyes and all that. That is completely wrong.
Oh, really? How's that?
ETs, the big black eyes you see, those are sunglasses that they use, kind of like sunglasses that they use to hide their eyes are like ours, but they use the black sunglasses to hide the light, because our sunlight bothers them. They can't be indirect sunlight or indirect light because it hurts their eyes. That's why they have the black shields over them.
So now, have they given you any information about, say, like, how long they've been here on planet Earth with us? Because, you know, I get the impression from other people that we've talked with and other people that, you know, I've investigated, that this is a situation that probably as long as we've been on the planet, there has been another intelligence, for want of a better word, that has been interacting with us.
They've never told me how long they've been here. I've never asked that. But based on everything that I've investigated and learned from them, In my opinion, they have been here as long as clear back to like the times of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Even in the Bible, it mentions the bright lights in the sky and things. So it kind of makes me think, just my opinion, that they were here even then. They have the ability to time travel. The ETs do, so they can go from the past to the present to the future and back and forth. So they could have been here longer than we ever were. I mean, they could have been here first, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Do they tell you that they can travel through time?
Yes, they have told me that they can go from forward to reverse, back and forth.
And there's no danger then of going back through time and messing something up?
They don't change anything. They go back to observe and even go to the future to observe. And then they go to help those people or person avoid those moments in life that they shouldn't. Like make sure you don't take the wrong turn that you did take, more or less.
So I take it then that you believe in ancient astronauts.
Yes.
Now, one of my old friends, no longer with us, suggested that the God of the Old Testament was an ET. What do you think about that?
It is very possible. I don't want to get too deep in religion here, because I believe everything's possible. But I have heard other people state that they think that God possibly is an ET. And I do know this for a fact, that the ETs do have a God. And as far as I know, from what I've experienced with them, that their God is the same as our God. So, and they told me that we are one cohesive unit, which makes me think that we are like, you know, one nation under God.
you then don't subscribe to the possibility that this is all a simulation.
I do know that they said that there is no time. There's only a now, like we have, like 9 p.m., 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Well, there is no time. A time, or the word time, is what we invented. And so to them, everything is just now. There is no time frame. So with the fact that there's no time frame, that everything we do is just simply considered now. And so that is the best description that I can give is the fact that when they time travel, they're not really time traveling. It's just all they're just doing right here, right now to them. And so the world we live in, you call this like a simulation. To us, it is reality, and to them, it is reality. But they view reality differently because of their abilities. So anything we do tomorrow, we did now. That's what they always tell me, that everything is now, that there is no nothing else.
So then that would assume that time is just an illusion.
Correct. Because once you get up there in what we call space or the outer space, there's no time there. So everything you see is always there. And that is, and it is considered, you know, right here, right now. So we on Earth move left to right in different times, but it's all just one now. That's the only way I can describe it.
Okay, well, unfortunately, the people who give us commercials believe in time and in clocks. So we have to break with Chris, Tim, and Gene. You're in
the Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.